I really hope this isn't what I think it is.
The closing statement of his, you know, PSA or whatever about this bill that was recently passed was, "I'm excited to cheer on the UNC Tar Heels in Houston this weekend, a city that recently, you know, defended a bathroom safety bill similar to this one with like 98% or something like that." And I was just like, don't bring basketball into this, Pat McCrory. Stop trying to make this chill when this is clearly not chill at all.
Word.
So.
Dang.
It's a good gripe.
Yeah.
That's pretty unbelievable that just like massive like civil rights violations that are happening all over the country.
Yeah. That being said, I really enjoyed my stay in North Carolina over spring break, unfortunately.
Georgia's governor just vetoed the bill, I think, or a very similar bill.
Yeah, or I think is about to.
Oh, yeah, under pressure from Disney et al.
Oh, yeah.
Because they said they wouldn't film there, and so they're using the power of economics and to shut them down.
Wow, more like Disney-nomics.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel dumb. Yeah, my girlfriend and I were at Wake Forest, and we went back, and her dad asked us later, like, so, like, was everyone, like, all, like, really antsed up about the bill? And we're like, no one seemed to be
that upset.
Yeah, Wake
Forest is a pretty...
Yeah, pretty preppy place. Wow, I sure felt like an ugly, poorly dressed loser man when I was there.
Man, gotta love North Carolina.
Yeah. All right, Luke McCona?
Well...
Government gripe.
I went on a road trip down to Myrtle Beach over break, and we went through a bunch of those states, and I'm pretty sure it's Virginia that has the crazy speeding laws.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
That was just like just paranoia the whole ride down.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the law?
They can like arrest you.
Yeah, they can like arrest you for going over the speed limit. Like maybe 10 or 15. I think it's like 10 miles an hour. Yeah. And there's signs on the road that say speed is measured by aircraft. So.
Oh, yeah. Those are hilarious to me because it could also just definitely not be.
Well, I've never seen it. I've never seen an aircraft.
Yeah, I've never seen one.
Yep, ever.
That's monitoring speed.
No, just ever.
Oh, you've never seen an aircraft of any kind?
Yeah, no.
Do you want me to explain how they stay up using a free body diagram?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, so there's a pressure difference over and under the wing, and the higher pressure below the wing.
All right, lift. Veto. We get it. Veto. We get it.
Oh, veto. That'd be a really fun way to tell people to shut up on the show.
veto.
Okay, so far our government gripes are with the governor of North Carolina and the traffic police of Virginia. Brennan, government gripes.
Man, I have plenty.
Well, pick the ripest gripe.
All right, one of the ripe gripes that hits close to home, I guess, is New Jersey's terrible governor, Chris Christie.
Oof.
And there's been some movements lately. He has really done a lot of bad things for our schools and is like all over the country, not in New Jersey, where like lots of bad things are happening. And so there's been some movement on the interweb. I've been surfing around and I saw that there's like a petition going around to get him to leave office, or like to tell him to resign, basically, because he is so bad at his job. And that's basically what's been going on.
Yeah. Well,
that's a major gripe.
But
that he's such a bad governor.
At least he endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
What a nice thing.
Oh, my other government gripe is just the death of our political system.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
So that's been cool.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of our governors being the death of our political system.
Hey, turn it over to John.
Scott Walker. Okay.
Just endorsed Teddy Cruz, right?
Yep, he sure... I don't even know if that's worse, honestly. I don't know which one I would find him to be worse, that he endorsed Cruz or Trump, but...
Yeah.
Because Cruz, like, scares me, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, here's my gripe.
Let's hear it.
Is that, okay, great, Scott Walker, everyone hates you, but then he goes ahead and signs this bill that, like, basically, absolves, like, sexual assault victims of, like, underage drinking penalties, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yeah.
So now we have to be all, like, whatever. Thank you, I guess. But like,
yeah.
I just want to hate you.
Oh.
You know? So congrats on that one.
That is good, though.
Scotty,
that's a positive thing.
Good. No gripe there.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't his idea.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, I'm sure he Yeah. What a dork. Yeah, so anyway, not a great, but you know, Skywalker, just stay in character, you know?
Oh my god.
Well, no. It's thank you for doing that. But you know, it's like,
but like, come
you
on.
You wanna hate him.
Skywalker, we know you're listening.
Yeah. You wanna hate the guy. All right. Well, that's been Government Gripes. Yeah. All right.
Nice.
Great. Well,
those were some ripe gripes, you guys. Those were some ripe gripes.
Yeah.
Those are a bunch of sour gripes.
All right. Well, that felt good to me for the ep.
Yeah.
Julian?
Yeah, I think that was probably your best episode ever.
Thanks.
If I had to pick one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Easily the best.
Great.
Wow.
Especially
rave reviews.
Half.
I think the first episode.
Yeah.
John, thoughts where this ranks in our oeuvre?
Well, I think it's easily our most disgusting episode.
Not even close.
Yeah. But we also had a little good political discussion at the end.
We
so,
sure did.
You know, good. Yeah.
Classic Morning Zoo.
Yeah.
Bullying. Bullying politics. Yoinks.
I just want to make it clear that I do think that was great that Skywalker signed that bill. I just
Yeah, you know, totally.
It's just inconsistent with my perception of him.
For sure.
So that felt weird.
Yeah.
So just,
no, that's
to be,
great.
Just to be
great
clear.
Bill, not a good governor.
Yeah. Great bill, bad Scott. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. Any closing thoughts from you guys? Anyone have anything to plug?
Oh, a bunch of folks are doing this comedy thing on Thursday.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
Luke, you want to give the deets on that?
It's at Nick's Comedy Studio.
Stop.
In the
Nick's Comedy Stop.
Stop.
Not telling you to stop.
Oh, I was like, okay. Nick's Comedy Stop in the basement of the Wilbur. And a bunch, like I think 9 out of the 12 performing are all from Tufts. So
yeah.
Kind of overloaded with Tufts people.
Including you this Thursday.
Yeah.
So you can come see Luke.
And then the week after that, I think more people are doing it too.
Yeah, a bunch of Tufts folks.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be there on Thursday as well. It should be fun.
Yeah.
This Thursday. So come on down to that.
Julia, anything to plug? Any events coming up?
No.
Oh, write to your governor, you guys.
Oh, yeah, everybody sit down and write a letter to your governor. Yeah,
John?
There's an Institute show this Friday.
Hey!
You come see. I wrote some stuff for that, and I'll be in it. Let's see. Anything interesting you might see at that show?
Some stuff you wrote.
You'll see me shirtless in a video.
Hey!
See a classic clip of John with no shirt on.
Nice.
It's close as you can get to see him shirtless in person.
Oh, you can get anyone who calls me and asks, I will do that for you. So it's not the closest you can get. Yeah, but you know, lot coming up. Institute show this Friday, is the TFL show next week. So yeah. A lot of good stuff coming. Okay, cool. Well, let's you know,
get out of here.
Yeah, you listen to Out of Our Comedy Electric for Luke Hanley, Brennan Carango, Julia Rowe, and John C. Merfeld.
Yeah, keep on
trolling.
Yeah. Viking, Thames, Dover, White, Dogger, Fisher, Channel Bike.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is Nate Bowman from Calis 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Thank you. thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie, but a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark, or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost that you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. But heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could feel this way, and I got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. Read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, but stories always end. And if you read between the lack. I never thought I could feel this way, and I got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put
your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown. 5, engines 4, on.
3, 2.
Check ignition. 1. And may God's love be with you. As you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in the most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in my tin can, far above the planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
Thank you. That was called Space Oddity.